Rhode Islanders for Affordable Energy consists mostly of business owners and local building trades unions. Member Doug Jablinski is the executive director of the Energy Council of Rhode Island. He says the opposition is exaggerating the power plant's environmental harm because Rhode Island doesn't keep its air pollution within its borders.
Air moves around with the winds in all kinds of different directions. So this is not a state, can't be looked in the context of just one state.
Jablinski says the state needs this power plant because renewable energy is not yet as reliable as natural gas. He says the power plant would also create more jobs. Avery Brickens, Rhode Island Public Radio.